Welcome back to the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios and Patriots This Week. Bob Soucy, Scott Zolak, Matt Chatham. Guys, Carolina's playing against the New Orleans Saints. Panthers on the way to 3-0, and Cam Newton's out of the pocket on a rollout. Gets hit. It's a borderline play along the sideline. No penalty thrown by referee Ed Hockley. Newton lobbies for a call. Afterwards, he says, well, I was told I wasn't old enough to get that call. Hockley and the NFL says he was simply telling Cam Newton, you were running. That's why he didn't get the call.
I don't think Cam should have taken that to the podium. That's my opinion on that. But I also don't believe that Ed Hockley didn't say it, because guys don't make up stuff. They don't come to the podium and say, yeah, would it be funny if I said this? I've had experience on the field where they'll say some offhand comments, and yeah, they're joking sometimes, yeah. But it does make you wonder. I've been in the box where we have a back judge that sits right inside the line of scrimmage for the defense or for punt return teams and says, Chatham, I'm watching you this week. I'm just watching you. And I'm thinking to myself, his job is to watch everyone. You don't have individual officials for yourself.
Yeah, you get a lot of shut up and play ball.
They're not just doing it by the book. So it's just this notion of just this hierarchy of integrity, and it's just, you know, they're so wonderful and pure as the driven snow. That's not the truth. So I didn't like that the NFL came out and said whatever Ed said was probably true.
I believe Newton on this, that he told him, because if you watch the video, Newton just absolutely stops and stunned, and he's like pointing to him like, I can't believe he just said that to me. And maybe it was taken the wrong way, but I'm with him. Don't take it to the podium. Yeah. Take it to the team. File a complaint on Tuesday. And then, you know, that's what goes to, you know, whether you got bad calls, whether there was a miscommunication, then let the league handle it.
Meanwhile, with Newton flourishing with his passing running style for Carolina, Colin Kaepernick is floundering for San Francisco. Rough afternoon against the Arizona Cardinals. What gives for the 49ers and Kaepernick?
Well, I think he's a guy whose confidence is shaken. I've watched him. I've watched him be successful, and now you see him not just throwing, making poor decisions, throwing a bad ball with a bad decision. That's a terrible combination. And you kind of felt the ball rolling. There was points of last week's game where I almost felt they might have needed to take him out, not to make a quarterback change or any kind of the hot take stuff, but I think it looked like the point where he was coming off after the second one, then the third one, and the fourth one, and things are rolling. So if you're not going to give him some controlled low passing game, you're going to allow him to keep taking shots, you're going to kill the kid.
Even when they were having success, I was on it from day one, the whole Jaworski thing. He's got a chance to be the greatest ever. He can't see the field. He would never look left, then right, then come back and survey things. They would cut the field in half with him. Keep it simple. First read, second read, and if it's not there, go run. And you can only run so many times. And let's give defensive coordinators some credit. Once you get a year of film on this kid, you start breaking things down, they're going to be able to, you know, defend him. And I think that's what's happened with him. I don't think he's that good, period.
Meanwhile, Ben Roethlisberger, the latest marquee quarterback to go down. There have been some reports that the NFL is considering giving offensive linemen more prep time in the preseason because they're not ready to go when the season starts to protect the most valued assets in the NFL.
Nice idea. What are you going to give us in return?
Yeah, hopefully the commissioner's head. Seriously.
I absolutely agree. I mean, and here's what it is. You can say that we're going to do more of that, but understanding that was the biggest chip the players got in the last CBA. So if you want that back, you're going to have to give something in return. I think they're on to something. I mean, one of the injuries I saw, the Aaron Williams thing in the Buffalo game, when you see the guy go down, the contact was with himself in the ground, by and large. To me, that says, and, you know, he ends up on a stretcher in a pretty serious injury. To me, that usually says his body's not ready, you know, and you have to prepare your body.
Don't get in camp. They don't have 9-on-7
exactly.
Anymore. You never hear the crack of the helmets.
You have to
need
do that before game day.
I'm with him on this. And all of a sudden, we're going to blame this on offensive line and the lack of coaching. Tom Brady has not gotten touched through about three games. How about you coach your team better? You pay more attention in walkthroughs. Maybe increase the walkthroughs and maybe get some better coaching out there.
Allow them to coach. You got to do more time.
So now Romo's hurt, Roethlisberger's hurt. We're going to blame offensive line and a lack of
exactly.
Give me a break.
Exactly.
Get the ball out of your hand.
When we continue on Patriots this week, Buffalo bounces back and the Jets get bounced, period.